This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, August 13th. God's word for you today is giving attitude. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 6, verse 41, and it says, "And taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and, praising God, gave thanks and broke the loaves and kept on giving them to the disciples to set before the people." To experience the overflow, give God whatever you have. John chapter 6 verse 8 to 9 says, "Another one of his disciples, Andrew, who was Simon Peter's brother, said, 'There is a boy here who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 fish, but they will certainly not be enough for all these people.' This little boy became the hero of the story, not because he had the biggest meal or the best meal, but because he gave it to God. I have heard a lot of teaching on this particular story in the Bible. Some say there were 12 baskets left over because each apostle went home with 1 basket. How is that so? Were they the ones that gave the seed? So why will they be the ones to go with the harvest? God does not work like that. I am almost sure Jesus told them to call the boy and give him the 12 baskets. Now, imagine the boy going home with 12 baskets. His mother obviously did not go with him for the boy to have his lunch packed. And the boy says to his mom, 'Mom, I have come with 12 baskets filled with bread and fish. Have you started stealing?' His mom asked. 'No, Mom. What happened is, Jesus told everybody to sit down. Then he took my bread and fish and multiplied it, and there was enough for everyone to eat, and too much. At the end of the day, he gave all that was left over, and it came to 12 baskets full. Mom, you can ask this man. Guess who will be carrying the basket to the boy's house? Maybe the disciples. And the disciples will say, 'It is true, ma'am.' How proud will the mother be of the little boy? 'I taught you well. I taught you to let go of what you have and put it in the hands of God and watch God multiply it.' His mother will say with so much joy in her heart, 'What do you want to be multiplied in your life today? Put it in the hands of God. What do you want to walk in the overflow of today? Learn from this little boy and put it in the hands of God.' The little boy gave what he had willingly, cheerfully, and immediately, instantly. Let us also have this attitude when it comes to giving, to give willingly, cheerfully, and immediately. This is the kind of release that sparks a miracle, that sparks the overflow. The most miserable people on earth are those who feel bad when they give and feel bad when they do not give. Rid yourself of that misery. If you do not want to give, enjoy whatever you have, but know that that is where it ends. So enjoy it. But if you want to give, be happy giving it, because that is just the beginning. Everything you place in God's hand multiplies. Let us pray. Father, help me give willingly, cheerfully, and immediately, knowing that I am just a steward. Everything comes from you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.